We did not. We're letting the Holy Spirit do that. But I want to speak for him in this case and say that everything that we have to say today, it goes beyond biological fatherhood. And everything that we say today, it includes spiritual fatherhood also. Okay? So ladies, well, I'm addressing fathers today, and Jonathan is addressing fathers today, but we don't want you to feel left out. The same thing that I'm talking about when I mentioned fatherhood, I want you to apply to your own lives also, ladies. Because just because this is Father's Day doesn't mean that you don't have something to receive from the message that we have today for Dad. Okay? So, are all of you, hello, the train's in the station. All aboard! Refrigerator, that's where the food is, your clothes are shrinking. Okay, good. Okay, man, you love me, don't you? You wish I was here all week. All right. Well, if you examine anything about our culture in our country today, and that I believe worldwide in many cultures, we're experiencing in action. And I want to talk today, I'm not going to dwell on that negative today. I'm going to get to the reason that, or the action that God is taking to correct that. Okay? In 1960, 8% of children live in homes without fathers. Empathy and pro-social behavior compared to children with contributes to emotional security, curiosity, and math and verbal skills. Children from fatherless homes and churches without fatherless spiritual fathers, in the same way the physical is attached to these statistics, spiritual consequences are attached to these statistics. But if there's no father, they're five times more likely to commit suicide, 32 times more likely to run away, 20 times more likely to have behavioral disorders, 9 times more likely to drop out of school, 10 times more likely to abuse chemical substances, 9 times more likely to end up in state-operated institutions, and 20 times more likely to end up in prison. It's a crisis that we're experiencing in our culture. But God is turning that around. All the measures that mankind, that our government has taken, that social programs try to address this problem, they're not working. They're failing. It's going to be God that turns it around, and he's going to turn it around based on Malachi chapter 4 and verse 6. He is turning the hearts of the fathers to the children, and he is turning the hearts of the children to the fathers. This is what God is doing today. And he's doing it in our biological families. He's doing it in our extended biological families. But he's also doing it spiritually in our churches. God is supplying to all of us in every level. A few weeks ago, I spoke about living in both realms at the same time, both in the physical realm and in the spiritual realm at the same time. And God is accomplishing that in our families and in our churches. Okay? need more than just words. They needed impartation. And the way an impartation happens is that you deliver what you have stored up in yourself. Like, I can get up here and say all kinds of words, but what I want you to get today is an impartation of what God has put on the inside of me. And every week that Pastor Dawn gets up here, it's important to hear her words, but it's better. What you need is to receive the impartation that she has. It's a giving of yourself. It's a, well, let me read you the definition. Because I know Pastor Dawn is big on definitions, right? We should have a dictionary right here on the podium. Okay, impartation. To give, convey, or grant from what you have stored up. Synonyms for impartation are communicate, conduct, convey, give, spread. And these two are very important to me. They jumped out at me. Transfer and transfuse. Now, my daughter is a nurse, and she knows a lot more about blood transfusion. But you all get the idea of what a blood transfusion is. It goes from one to the other. It's one thing to say, I'm going to give you blood, where you're just using words. It's a whole other ballgame to actually hook up and let your blood go from someone, your blood go from you to someone else. That's a transfusion. That's what impartation is. Impartation goes way beyond just talking about what you're going to do. It's an actual doing it. Right? Many of us have had teachers that taught, and they were good. And then we had teachers that imparted. I had many professors in college. Some of them, they read it off the page. And I got their words, and I wrote down all the notes. I took all the notes, but all I got was words, basically. And then I had other professors, and you love the ones that impart, don't you? You like the ones that just teach, but the ones that impart, they're the ones that really get your attention. I had a professor that it was a history professor in college. Professor Richard Eldred. He's gone to his reward by now. But everybody that went to the college, there were other history professors, but everybody, his class filled up first. Because everybody knew that he was the best. And he wasn't even a department head. But you know why? Because he imparted history. He would get so excited about telling you what happened in the Revolutionary War. He would get so excited, and he was a little bit overweight, and that may have contributed to it, but he would run out of breath. He would talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and tell you the whole story, and he would go and go and go and go and go, and all of a sudden he would run out of breath, and he would go, he would run out of breath. He was so excited. Excuse me. That made me cough. Thank you, Mercy, for the water. But he imparted history to us. Everybody wanted to be in his class and not in the other boring history. You've heard